Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, March 28, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and we've prepared this message in the hopes of encouraging others. Today's topic is titled, Living for God. The two scripture texts we have are from Psalm 61, verse 5, and Galatians 2, verse 19.
For you have heard my vows, O God. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name, that I might live for God.
In a meeting yesterday, Brooksine and I met Kendall, a young man whose vibrant walk with the Lord was immediately evident. He is a schoolteacher who shared the Easter message in his church last Sunday. Our conversation was engaging and thoughtful. As we proceeded, he told us, "You knew my grandpa. In fact, you referred to a tribute I made at his memorial service last year in your daily encouragement message."
Well, Stephen and I met Kendall's grandparents, Ruth and Charles Lehman, about 5 years ago. It was at a prayer tent, and we've corresponded with them mostly through our daily encouragement email since that time. Stephen and I attended Charles's memorial service in October of last year, and we stay in contact with his grandmother, Ruth, through email. After Kendall refreshed our memory, we did indeed remember his touching words of tribute concerning his grandfather. It was obvious that Charles had passed his spiritual legacy on to his grandchild.
In my premarital counseling, when I share faith and perspective with young couples preparing for marriage, I make a vitally important point. We establish the foundations for leaving a godly heritage early in life, and this heritage incrementally builds all through life, one brick at a time. It's not as though we just wake up one morning and decide to leave a legacy. Many years ago, I was at the funeral of a young person who had died in an accident. The room was full of many other young people still stunned with the suddenness of death. It was a grim reminder of the unpredictability of life, dispelling the youthful illusion of their invincibility. An older minister that conducted the service made an interesting point regarding his generation's heritage. And I've always enjoyed this quote. "We've given you so much to live with, but haven't given you very much to live for."
Well, there is a lot of truth to that statement, isn't there? Let me repeat that. We've given you so much to live with, but we haven't given you very much to live for. Well, we do have a lot to live with, particularly here in America. We take our incredible national prosperity for granted, and some even take it to a level of attitude that they're entitled to it. But the very nature of seeking to find fulfillment in anything but God's plan is that it's never really satisfying over time. Something new and promising is always around the corner, like a bigger, newer model TV, a faster computer, or a more feature-laden cell phone.
What are we passing on to our children and all those we influence in the generations following us? I purposefully chose the last part of a Bible verse to highlight a simple statement made by the Apostle Paul, that I might live for God. Paul surely had very little, particularly by our standards, to live with, but he had so much to live for. He went on to write in the very next verse, Galatians 2:20, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me."
Let us consider today our spiritual heritage. The psalmist proclaimed, "You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name." Fundamentally, this heritage is the truths we transmit and the life we live that gets passed on to those in our own generation and generations to follow. Those who fear His name are transmitting the truth of this heritage while they live and even after they pass on. If Ruth could have been in the Easter service where Kendall preached last Sunday, most likely there would be points he would make, inflections in his voice, and scriptural truths that he shared that would make her say to herself, "Kendall's just like his grandfather."
Ask yourself today, what am I living for? And more importantly, who am I living for?
Let's pray together. Father, we desire to pass on a godly heritage to our children and our children's children and to all whom you allow us to influence. In doing so, we must set our hearts on things above more than earthly things below. We want to let your Holy Spirit flourish in our lives as we teach, encourage, and admonish one another with all spiritual wisdom. May all that we do and say be for your glory and in honor of Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen. It's a special joy to share with you today. We put a lot of time in this message and expect we'll have some more time after this podcast, typically do. Real challenge for each listener. Who am I living for today and what am I passing on? Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared and are now sharing on Friday morning, the 28th of March, 2008. We do have several photos up on the site today. Another photo by our friend we met through the internet named Howard Blixfeldt. Beautiful photo of Jackson Hole, Wyoming, with a portion of today's scripture verse. It's kind of a reminder. We also tell some reflections of our lives and what we're dealing with in the site. Excuse me. And we also have some suggested music today. One song especially is a song we know particularly by Steve Green, probably about 20 years ago now, maybe 25 years ago, called Find Us Faithful. Really seems to fit today's message. And we have an audio link to that and some other music that we feel reinforces the message. Well, have a blessed day today. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. Today, continue to pass on and continue to build that godly heritage. Thank you.